This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, and Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, fax 989, just leave the rest of that blank, regarding David, middle initial J, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, date of birth August 26, 1960. Dear sirs at the Saginaw VA and Dr. Akkad, this is a consultation for Mr. Roberts, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels noted since January of this year. The patient was experiencing extreme neuropathy and having a lot of difficulty walking, so he was evaluated, having lab studies done, and abnormal blood counts were found. He was sent for evaluation of a hematology evaluation and has been seeing Dr. Akkad on a regular basis for this. And he's undergone a bone marrow biopsy looking for multiple myeloma and other plasma cell disorders, and it was negative to date. He also had a soft tissue biopsy of abdominal adipose tissue done, and that was negative for amyloidosis. It is suspected that he may have amyloidosis in the cardiac area, and he's seen a VA cardiologist and had some video visits with her, and she did discuss the possible need for doing a cardiac biopsy in case he would need to start treatment for plasma cell disorder affecting his cardiac muscle. It's been also a concern that he may have amyloidosis in the kidney or also other plasma cell abnormalities in the kidneys. We know that the patient would have a great deal of protein in the urine in order to be suspicious for amyloidosis, although he could have some other plasma cell detrimental effects on the kidneys, which may require a renal biopsy in the future. And we discussed those issues and concerns with the patient. And in the meantime, we'll be able to screen him monthly with protein to creatinine ratios, at least for the amyloidosis aspect. And he is getting labs every 5 weeks, hematology labs, because of the smoldering multiple myeloma diagnosis that he currently has. He does complain of severe pain and difficulty ambulating, and he usually walks with a cane. He did forget to bring that with him today. He did have a recent cardiac MRI from the through the Veterans Administration. He required a very large scanner due to his weight of 394 pounds, so he needed an extra large MRI scanner. But that was done, and we need to try to get the results to review. That was MRI of the heart. Today, he's somewhat tired. Currently, he has shortness of breath with exertion, severe and chronic edema of the lower extremities, no current chest pain or palpitations, but he has known congestive heart failure and does see a cardiologist on a regular basis for this. He has chronic obesity, subclinical hyperthyroidism also, and takes medication, Tapazole, 5 milligram daily, in order to treat that. Currently, no dizziness, headaches, or recent falls. His blood pressure is very well controlled on all of his current medications for blood pressure and congestive heart failure. He does have gout also and takes allopurinol for that. No current exacerbations. No cloudiness or blood in the urine. No foaminess. And he does not have nocturia or incontinence. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No vomiting, no nausea or dysphagia. Past medical history, recent diagnosis of smoldering multiple myeloma, peripheral neuropathy of both legs and hands bilaterally, and severe weakness of the extremities also. Morbid obesity, chronic low back pain, gout, obstructive sleep apnea, subclinical hyperthyroidism and gout, goiter, chronic atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, generalized osteoarthritis, venous insufficiency with chronic edema of the lower extremities, depression with anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. And past surgical history, he had gastric sleeve surgery in 2019. He's had colonoscopies, EGDs, pilonal cyst drainage, tonsillectomy, bone marrow biopsy was done in May of this year. In social history, he has never smoked cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is single, lives alone. He is retired from the Navy, 50% disabled currently, and he works at home in consulting, doing mostly computer work. Family history is significant for congestive heart failure and asbestosis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5, one daily. Aldactone, 25 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units, two daily. Allopurinol, 300 milligram at bedtime. Topamax, 100 milligram three times a day. Tapazole, 5 milligram daily. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Lyrica, 75 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 20 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Jardiance is 10 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And that's a new drug, just started about 2 months ago. Physical exam, height is 74 inches. Weight, 394 pounds. Pulse is 55 and regular. Oxygen saturation 95% on room air. Blood pressure, left forearm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 64. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Midline uvula very difficult to see due to prominent tongue. Clear drainage. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart sounds are very distant, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. I'm unable to palpate any masses, but it's very difficult due to his extreme obesity. No palpable ascites. Extremities, he has very tight compression stockings from toes up to knees, which are controlling the edema quite well, with a decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally, as well as both hands and wrists. And no ulcerations or lesions are noted on the hands or arms. In labs and diagnostic studies, 11-11 of 25, creatinine is 1.55, GFR 49, 10-7-25, creatinine 1.9, GFR 39, 9-5-25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 48, 7-24-25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 48, 6-18-25, creatinine 1.52, GFR 51, 5-19-25, creatinine 1.68, GFR 45, 128.25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 48, 12.5.24, creatinine 1.3, GFR just above 60. And also on 11.17.25, hemoglobin is 12.8, normal white count, normal platelets, calcium 9.5, sodium 140, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 24, albumin is 4.1, liver enzymes are normal. His total IgG level is 1,985, normal IgA, IgM, and the kappa free light chains is normal at 1.9. The lambda free light chains ratio is low at 0.21, and the lambda free light chains elevated at 9.02. Some of the other labs are still pending. And he's had several 24-hour urine studies, which did not reveal elevated levels of protein. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to plasma cell disorder, currently known smoldering multiple myeloma. In the future, he may need a renal biopsy. He certainly would if he develops proteinuria, but even without proteinuria, if there is progression of renal decline, we may require a renal biopsy to determine whether he needs treatment for the plasma cell disorder in order to slow the process or the progress of renal decline. We are going to ask for the cardiac MRI results from the Veterans Administration to review. He is going to continue to get labs every 5 weeks. And the next lab will include protein to creatinine ratio in the urine. We'll do that with each lab to follow the protein levels and look for proteinuria. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.